Morgan Ortegas, former State Department spokesperson. Does that make any sense?
No, I think that's a really good point. And I think the frustrating thing whenever I was listening to you talk right there is you sort of described it as the blame game for the high oil prices. And what I'd like to see is this administration stop with the blame game, roll up their sleeves, and just work to fix the problem. I haven't seen any solutions other than saying, accusing the oil companies of price gouging and going to our enemies and thugs and dictators and autocrats around the world and asking them to produce more oil. I haven't seen any real solutions offered from this administration. And we have to remember because they don't want a real solution, right? What they want is the climate, the green future that they've dreamed of, which is fine. These are noble goals to work towards. But as you and I discussed on Monday, it is difficult to tell the American people, that you have to have pain at the pump now for this, green utopian future. And so I just think that there's a better strategy. Just be honest with the American people instead of blaming everybody and asking our enemies to produce more oil. Just be honest and say, listen, we think that a carbon neutral, neutral future is what's best for the country. We don't think that, pumping more oil is best for America. And so we're not going to do it. I just think that the American people are smarter than this administration gives them credit for sometimes.
I was going to say, and you touched upon it in your final point, if that's the case, because I think if you were to single one issue out, just one, it's going to impact voters in the midterms, not just inflation overall, but I think gas prices. Gas prices are something that indirectly or directly affects just about everyone. They may not realize it, but they do. Mm-hmm. And the fact that this administration won't even talk to our producers. Also, Morgan, you're a former spokesperson for the State Department, so you've served in an administration under Secretary of State Pompeo. You've mm-hmm. dealt with national media. I used to be a television news reporter, news director, vice president of TV station, so I kind of know how news is crafted and the subjectivity, but what does it say to you that no one in the national media would think of going to the CEOs of the oil companies and do an honest-to-goodness sit-down interview? Because, the Democrat talking points are they're gouging. They're making record profits. They're holding back. They're not investing. They're the problem. And go and just sit down and do an honest-to-goodness interview like we did yesterday with one of these huge companies, and they employ all these people, and they want to make more in western Pennsylvania and the Dakotas. And no one in the national TV news network is going to get their side of the story. What? Why is that?
I wish I could tell you. I think this is why news has proliferated beyond what we used to call the mainstream media. Now I call the legacy media. I mean, look, gas prices are at an all-time high. National average is at least $4.96 per gallon. There's some states that would, people in some states, California and others, would love to see $4.96 a gallon. That's how high it is. I genuinely think this is why you have seen the availability of people to choose their news sources democratize and proliferate in this country, because the legacy media just gets caught time and time again cheerleading for one side of the aisle and painting one picture. There's definitely some great journalists left. I've worked with some great journalists that are buried down the middle. I mean, I think a lot of the Associated Press, for example, many of those reporters that I've worked with are straight news people. But when you get to the TV news side of things and even some of your competitors in radio like NPR, it's just such an ability to only show one's narrative, to only show one side of the story. And now the American people have the ability, again, to look at independent news media, right? They can they can listen to your radio station. They could go on Substack and find great reporters who used to be at the New York Times who are now trying to show more fair and more balance in their news. And so, I guess people get very frustrated with the legacy media. I do too, but I just find myself far less dependent on any of it anymore. There's some really great reporters out there that are totally independent of legacy media, and that's what people should look for.
Morgan Ortegas, thank you so much, GMI Studios. Make it a great one. If people want to learn more, best way to find out more about what you're up to?
You can go to MorganOrtegas.com, my Twitter handle. I'm on Truth, Facebook, and Instagram at Morgan Ortegas.
All right. Thank you very much, Morgan. Make it a good Wednesday.
Thank you.